This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to hear a stunning statistic? The Chinese car market is not growing. You heard me right. The Chinese car market is not growing. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Everything we hear about the Chinese auto industry sounds like it's booming. EV sales are going through the roof. Exports are exploding. But when you look at the total sales of passenger vehicles in China, they're really not going anywhere. Over the last decade, passenger vehicle sales in China averaged 22.7 million a year. Last year, they were 23 million. Barely above the trend line. And sure, there's ups and downs every year, but the trend line shows next to no growth. So what's going on here? I'm not exactly sure, but I think it might have to do with demographics. China's population is starting to shrink, and it's getting older. And maybe it's something else, but the Chinese car market is not growing. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.